Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Post-Nerdgasmic Chill with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and we do indeed have Jake on the line.
Yep. Comic-Con is all over. The nerds have sailed east in their white ships.
Yep, we have departed the world that was too pure for us, and we were too pure for it.
I'm sticking around in San Diego for another few days here. Got to head back up to the Stone Brewery at least once to get my quota in for the year. I have dangerously low levels of delicious food and beer in my bloodstream right now.
Yeah, I tried to buy beer here, only to be reminded that it's hard to find beer at a grocery store. And so,
Is it hard or impossible?
In the grocery store we were in, they apparently sold beer somewhere. But I couldn't find it. We were trying to do an entire grocery and grocery store run in the, like, hour and a half between my wife getting off work and having to do the show. Or getting to do the show. But, so, the beer was a casualty. Not that I didn't do any drinking this past week, so I think we're all right.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. Comic-Con was brutal. On me, at least. I went to that Guar concert on Thursday, where they had free tequila.
Yeah, you just, you kind of obliterated yourself early on in the
week.
Yeah,
no, and then Friday I took the night off. I went out to dinner, and then I just went home and went to sleep.
Yeah.
But I made up for it on Saturday night.
You did
the
indeed.
The MC Frontalot show, which was a good show.
I was surprised to wake up Sunday morning with no hangover. Because I had four drinks at that concert, and we were only there for a couple of hours. So,
yeah.
Three of them were gins and tonic.
They should have replaced the sign that said free tequila with a sign that said abandon hope, all ye who enter here. There wasn't actually a sign that said free tequila. There was just a girl that said, would you like some free tequila? And I said, why, yes, miss.
Yeah, man, and it wouldn't have mattered.
There was also an MC Frontalot saying, let's do tequila shots.
Right.
That dude can put away the fucking liquor.
Every couple of minutes with an MC Frontalot, it's, do you want to go smoke a cigarette, or do you want to have more booze?
But, he hasn't been smoking.
Oh, no?
Nah, he finally got on that wagon, I think. But, yeah. Got him off to the airport this morning. He was having a little bit of trouble. But,
You got him off at the
airport? Yeah.
Okay.
He had been drinking a lot, though, so it was very hard.
Right, because it wasn't.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, some people are out of town. Some people are leaving tomorrow morning, but there is the core group of us that's sticking around for another couple of bits and then got to come home and drive down to the data center and see what the fuck is wrong with WWW6.
Yeah.
Some sort of issue preventing it from turning on.
Huh.
So I don't know what that's all about. It would make more sense to just pay the people at the data center to do the whole hands and eyes thing and you know, at least get us a diagnostic, but I have a really hard time paying as much as that costs because I feel like it's, I don't know. but yeah, we'll figure it out. The my appearance on the Adam Carolla podcast finally was released today and in a form. They cut about the last 20 minutes off of mine, and then they combined that with another, like, 20-minute one with somebody else promoting an event that was over before the show actually came out. His was worse, though. It was some UFC guy. I didn't actually listen to it. It was some UFC guy who was promoting some UFC tournament that was apparently in the beginning of July.
The hell did they find that picture of you, man?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. You know, I think that was from the first PAX. It's a fucking terrible picture.
It is the first PAX, because we didn't wear those shirts after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I finally noticed the shirt that I was wearing, and it might have been the second one, I guess. But yeah, God damn it. They took a picture of me standing there, you know, at my current weight and appearance in the studio, and then they weren't using the regular camera, because the regular camera that they normally used was broken, so I don't know what the fuck. You know, they're using the same camera they used the people they recorded before me, and they use that picture. That pisses me off a little bit.
Maybe it's because your mustache is some kind of light reflecting or absorbing thing, So the picture just came out as a blur of you?
Yeah, or my mustache could also be a vampire.
That would just mean that you would be photographed without the mustache, though.
No, I would actually, because of the way in which that particular aspect of vampirism works, it was me with, like, a hole leading into my sinuses.
And they thought that would be too disturbing.
Yeah, they figured it'd be really
sure.
gross.
I can dig that.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to the podcast yet. I just saw that note a couple of minutes ago, but I'll check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's my part starts at the, like, 23-minute mark, and it's like, you know, it's kind of what I expected. You know, I don't really talk about the game much. It's just more of a, like, I don't know. I think it was okay. I was looking forward to reading the comments, because the people who comment on the blog for that podcast are just, like, incredibly savage about everything. And luckily, almost all of the vitriol is targeted at the UFC guy and not me. I think because they stopped listening before it got to my part.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool. A few people making fun of the picture, though, which is fucking awesome. Anyway. Comic-Con was fun. I understand now when you talk about how you've become all domestic and old and go to bed early and stuff, that, like, you're not kidding.
No, wait, why would you say that?
Because you kept just going to bed early.
I pushed it to 12:30.
On Saturday. Yeah, well, I mean, you had the babysitter in town, so.
Yeah, I mean, before that...
It was good to hang out with you out in a bar.
Yeah.
That hadn't happened in a long time. I'm glad that we actually got to spend a little bit of time together, because that doesn't happen nearly frequently enough.
You're welcome to, by the way, come out in August rather than October if you want to do more hanging out earlier on, or if you want to space it out throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta see what's going on in August. I've got BlizzCon that I kind of forgot was this close to this, and I actually sort of met some people at Comic-Con that it means maybe I can... Maybe I got an in to do a little bit of schmoozing with some of the World of Warcraft people when I'm at BlizzCon, so that's cool. That's potentially cool.
Yeah.
MC Frontalot knows fucking everybody.
Hmm.
So, got to meet a lot of cool people.
Between MC Frontalot and Jessica Gruner, we're pretty much set.
Yeah. Hot Stuff got to go to a party on a Yatched.
He did.
I don't know whose Yatched it was.
It's pronounced Yacht.
Oh, okay.
Like chutzpah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there. That was prior to the Guar concert. Seeing Guar was good, I guess. I was pretty drunk by that point.
Seeing Guar happened, you guess?
Yeah, no, I saw. I remember looking up and seeing them holding up some things that had been beheaded and spraying some sort of liquid all over the people in the mosh pit.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Guar ever toured with Gallagher.
Mm.
Just the...
I don't know.
You're not going to avoid getting shit on you tour.
Yeah.
And Shamu.
Right. And the Rockettes from 28 Days Later.
Right. I think the best part of that tour was when Shamu joined Guar on stage for the encore, and then Gallagher killed him with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter Gabriel was like, "Hey, I was going to be that."
I met Tim Schafer at that party, and he totally pwned me. I was talking to him about the games that he had made, and I told him that I thought that Psychonauts was hard, and he was like, "Well, do you have any kids? Because maybe you could have one of them play it for you." I like getting pwned.
That's one that would be impossible to be mad about.
Oh yeah, no, I just kind of laughed and walked away. I didn't get to meet Jack Black, but he was supposedly there. I saw Brian Posehn, but I didn't really have anything to say to Brian Posehn, so I didn't walk up and talk to him.
I finally got to the point where you're at, I guess, meeting people whose work you admire, where I wasn't nervous at all when I was talking to Ben Edlund and was just able to say, "Hey, I enjoyed your stuff," and then ask an intelligent question about it that he had to think to answer, and we actually enjoyed talking to each other for a couple of minutes.
That's cool. Yeah, because what was his connection with, like, explain the whole Ben Edlund thing. I know he made the tick. Did he make the cartoon?
He made the Tick. I think he was more closely involved with the live action Tick than the cartoon Tick.
Okay.
Where that was pretty much somebody else came in and did some stuff. That's why the live action had a couple of different guys, a couple of different heroes in it.
Okay.
Because they didn't have the rights to some of the stuff that was created just for the cartoon.
Oh, I see. Was, like, Deflatormouse only in the cartoon and not in the comic book?
I think so. I haven't read a whole lot of the Tick, but from what I've read, yeah. And the Superman analog didn't show up in either, I think.
The Superman-alog?
Superman-alog.
Superman-alog was my least favorite magic card.
Barry Manilog was my least favorite.
All right, the buried Manilog. But he had something to do with the Joss Whedon stuff, right?
Yeah, he came on Angel. Write your fanfic now. He joined Angel as a writer and co-producer in season 5. And that was right about when Angel, like, season 4 was kind of crappy for Angel, and then season 5 just kind of went balls out insane for the entire season, and he was largely responsible for that.
I wonder if anybody ever said, Mr. Edlund, you're a co-producer and a coprophage. Probably not. It's kind of like being an officer and a gentleman, except, like, yuck.
Not only do you make sure the show gets made, but you eat shit the entire time.
Are you demonstrating some Ginsu knives, very rapidly chopping a bunch of vegetables? What are those noises?
Cellophane.
Ow.
I was trying to get my hands on a baby wipe to clean up all the crap that's on my desk.
Oh.
Not like literal crap.
Like baby crap?
No, actually stuff that's not related to a baby at all, but it's amazing the things you can clean.
You're related to a baby. Wipe.
I came on.
Your baby's all huge now.
He is.
Just in Japan or on the internet.
The one baby comment I will make is that this at con he learned how to play peekaboo.
Huh.
Like, hand him a blanket, he'll pull it up over his head and wait for you to say, you know, where's the baby? What's he doing? And then pull it down and grin. So.
Dude, that is adorable.
An interactive baby.
Yeah. So I'm trying to remember, like, it's been the entirety of Comic-Con, basically, except for preview night, happened since we did a show.
Yes.
But we didn't do a Thursday show, but we did do a Monday show. I'm trying to think if anything else happened.
This was the first Comic-Con that I didn't go to any panels.
I went to a single panel. I went to a writing and video games panel where Chris Avellone, who was responsible in some capacity, if not like a primary capacity, for Fallout and Fallout 2 and a lot of other stuff, and he was there, and some guys from the Command & Conquer games, and some people from BioWare, and then like Dave Grossman. I was like, hey, finally, I'll get a chance to talk to Dave Grossman and tell him why every game he's ever made that I played sucked. And I was like, oh, wait, I did that last year. He's a funny dude. I'm hearing mixed things about the new Monkey Island games, the episodic Telltale thing. Because, you know, I'm tempted to check it out because I feel like that IP could potentially be a little bit more compelling than the Sam & Max stuff, because I just didn't really have any experience with Sam & Max the way that I did with Monkey Island. But, I don't know. I've heard that the controls are terrible.
I think if you could go in to playing it with what people have told you about it, with your expectations lowered and thinking, this is something I really enjoyed back in the day and it's another iteration of it, so it's probably going to suck, then you would probably enjoy it.
Hey, speaking of which, I just watched the preview for the new Tron movie. There was apparently some scavenger hunt thing going on at Comic-Con for the new Tron, and they had set up a Flynn's Arcade downtown, which I didn't see until it was closed, which I really wish that I had known about that, because I would have really enjoyed going into, if they had actually set up like an 80s arcade down there, I would have been pretty fucking excited about that as a reward for hoofing it around from booth to booth, nimbly pimbly, drinking milk from a saucer.
Mm-hmm.
The little teaser preview thing looked like it might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't remember enough about the plot of the first one to know what the significance was of the reveal at the end.
What was the reveal at the end? I was watching it in really low quality.
It looked like a young Jeff Bridges' face was inside that the other dude's mask.
Oh, yeah?
That
makes sense, right? That would have been the thing that was revealed. But I couldn't tell if he was supposed to be, like, meditating and being inside the computer, or if that was just, like, meanwhile, in the real world, old man Jeff Bridges is hanging out on the floor.
Abiding. He did look very dude-like.
It would be kind of cool if they did that whole, like, the continuity thing about Schwarzenegger, where Lebowski is actually Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, somebody sent in a thing because they heard about the Overthinking It podcast from one of our shows, and then they sent in a question that got read on the Overthinking It podcast where they talked about us a little bit, and so in the interest of cross-promotion, everybody go check out overthinkingit.com. They're a bunch of, like, smart dudes that talk about pop culture and kind of dissect it and discuss it. It's like their podcasts are like four of us without ever talking about KOL.
Uh-huh.
So if you're into that kind of thing, and they're at least I feel like they are significantly better at thinking and talking on the fly than I am. So it's pretty entertaining to listen to. I listened to a tremendous amount of it because I had found out that there was a KOL mentioned somewhere in it, but they didn't say where. And so I listened to the last like 10 or 11 hours of it to find it. And it was pretty entertaining. They talks about all kinds of stuff. Speaking of which, I don't know if I want to read questions or not, because it's all just going to be speed ascenders saying, "God damn you, don't do a world event. I hate these rock snakes and you're a homo." Which I understand, and Booyah Cookie and Dev was like is sort of the what do you call somebody who, like, he's like an ambassador. That's not what I wanted. There's a word that I'm searching for. He's like a representative of the speed community, brings up their concerns. A lobbyist.
Ah, yes, yes.
He was telling us, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Everybody was like, come on, I want to be able to do a world event. Don't make Jick mad, because when he's mad, he walks off and doesn't add anything to the game. That made me sad that was the way people... I mean, it didn't make me sad that that's the way people came to my defense. I guess it makes me sad that that's the way that it works, or at least that's the way that it appears.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am not deaf to your concerns. I would have liked to have thought that I could do a world event, and it would be like, hey, most people are, like, excited about this, and, ooh, it's something new and something exciting, and then it would just be this tiny vocal minority that was all like, hey, screw you, I don't want to waste one out of every 25 or so turns fighting one of these low-level monsters that drop some shit that I don't care about. But, like, yeah, I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make them not show up if you're in Ronin or Hardcore, and then give them incredibly useful Ascension-relevant drops.
That's what we should do.
That cannot be pulled from Hanks. I think that is a good plan.
So thus, going forward, our response to criticism will be to make things worse.
Yeah.
And those of you who feel like that's what we always do, you're exactly the people we're going to aim that at.
I've decided that whereas people talk about how as MMO developers you have a dangerous temptation to fall into a like developer versus player mindset, and you're always warned to avoid that, but I think we should embrace it. I think that we should just start actively antagonizing the player base.
Some of them.
No, I honestly think all of them. Like, or maybe just a random subset every day. We just, like, we have the game create a randomly generated shit list of people who, you know, logged on yesterday, right? And they come back today and, like, yeah, it's randomly kicked off, and, like, the game just pops up and says, like, oh, yeah, I took away some of your shit. You know, hope it wasn't valuable. No, actually, I hope it was valuable.
Fuck you, love Scully.
Yeah, your tears are delicious. They're delicious.
Actually, one thing I did hear a lot at the booth was, I started playing, and then I was kind of confused about where to go next, so I stopped playing. So I think it may be time to talk to a couple of folks who have suggestions about what things can be made friendlier.
Yeah.
maybe come
yeah,
up
I
with
mean, that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, though, that in the last, like, 2 or 3 years, it has gotten a little friendlier in terms of, like, signposting and stuff. I mean, the quest log was definitely a major step towards that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, back in the day, you just couldn't really ever figure anything out. Not reading the wiki. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's worth, like, looking at that experience. I've been kind of finding myself wishing lately that fortune cookies worked a little differently.
Uh-huh.
Like, part of it is problematic because you sort of... People can be working on multiple things, multiple problems at the same time.
Right.
You know? And... The whole, like, Invisiclues thing, I think, is nice, right? Like, a hint, and then a nudge, and then a spoiler.
Right.
Sort of. You know, like, because I feel like the way that we do that with the Tower Monsters, it makes a lot of sense, but that's, like, this weird sort of mechanism that it is completely hard-coded and in there. And granted, those are among the harder things to do. The Tower Familiars are another thing. The whole sort of Sorcerer's Quest is a little bit... little bit rough. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, not slaying. Everybody thinks you're smoking weed, man.
How? I was going to say, how do you know I'm not? Like, you know I'm not because I keep telling you I'm not. Let's see. Deadhead says, today I saw a shirt with Daisy and Peach from the Mario games on it. Underneath their picture, it said, two girls, one up. Eh, that's kind of funny. As far as two girls, one cup jokes go.
Yeah. Have you seen Cake Farts?
No.
It's quite a video. It's a woman farting on a cake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of the Hill People says, hey, Jake and Company, would there ever be Harry Potter content for the Mysticality classes? There will probably eventually be some... Oh, well, I mean, there's the wizard action figure, which is Harry Potter content for every class. Like potions and defense against the dark arts and... What's the herbology?
Levitation. Prognostication, I think. Maybe. Something like that.
Occlumency?
Right.
What is that?
That wasn't an actual class, you know. That was just Snape and Harry.
Oh, right.
Where Snape's all, I'm going to penetrate you and you have to stop me. And Harry's like, I'm trying really hard, but I can't stop your penetration.
Mm-hmm. But Alan Rickman likes him young, so I've heard. what was the future divination?
Divination, what? Not prognostication. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it you? I
think that he has found somebody's phone number, but that's nobody's phone number that I know or that is me. So. Whatever, dude.
Also, if you manage to find one of our phone numbers, that really wouldn't frighten either of us.
Yeah, yeah, because it's, like, I'm really good at ignoring phone calls.
And if you call my house, my wife's going to answer, and she's going to bitch you out and rip a new asshole in you over the phone, and then she's going to ask me to disable your account, which I won't, but I'll consider it.
Shoutius says, so is there something else in the Sandworm quest that hasn't been found yet? I've run through the quest as a loop of all the classes plus twice more, and I'm wondering if I've obtained everything and should stop looking, or if I should continue to look for some secret additional content. I don't know of anything that has not been discovered in there. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to, like, what the wiki knows. Watertail says, Jick, you don't need to tell Skullhead not to play that mashup because he already has. One or both of you said you didn't like it. Well, good.
Yeah, that's freaking terrible. Have you noticed I've switched from the all mashup format?
Huh?
Have you noticed I kind of quit playing nothing but mashups on our show?
Yeah.
I've been trying to pick songs that would be non-controversial for both of us.
Yeah. It's alright. You know, I gave you shit about it, but I give a lot of people shit about a lot of things. I'm kind of an asshole. It's just my style.
An asshole is fuck pussy. And assholes fuck dicks. I'm pretty sure that's how that thing went.
Mm-hmm.
Asamantos says, idea regarding changing your account name, have a name change cost of Mr. A, and automatically grant the title the player formerly known as previous name. Less confusion. Confusion's not really the problem, like confusion with other players. It's more the things that rely on, if I understand correctly, like account number versus name.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot that relies on them. The main thing is that it becomes a vector for, like, fucking people over and then hiding from them.
Right.
There are a lot of places, though, in which your name gets cached because it's easier to cache it than it is to pull it from the player table every time. And uh-huh. So, you know, it's just... I don't know. It's just... There are too many little fiddly issues with it to really consider. And I'm sure that there are more, even if we ever actually tried to do it, I'm sure we would encounter many more that I have not even thought of yet.
Yeah. And I'm sympathetic to people who... Like, say, somebody who's been playing for 2 years, and we just find out that they have an incredibly offensive name. It would be nice if we could have another option besides take away your 2 years of progress or just put up with it because it took us this long to find you.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, even then, changing somebody's name means you have to tell them that. You have to tell them what you changed it to before they can log on.
Right.
Right? So even that is, I don't know. Has that ever happened?
There have been a couple that were at least a year old.
Huh.
That he said, you know, if we had found this a couple of days ago, you know, or a couple of days after they created it, I totally would have gotten rid of it, but now I don't feel comfortable doing that. So I end up sending them a message that says, since your name is borderline or over the borderline offensive, you should be a model citizen in chat. So it's not a bad thing to tell somebody who might be looking to start shit. But.
Yeah. Like a guy wearing jumper cables instead of a necktie?
Yep.
GigaShadow555 wrote, Jick, they let non-clones in as stormtroopers eventually because they'd run out of clones otherwise. And yes, I am a gigantic fucking nerd. Thanks for asking. Oh, come on, GigaShadow555.
Today or yesterday was the 10th anniversary of The Phantom Menace being released.
Jesus.
Otherwise known as the day our childhood innocence died. I don't know. It was depressing to think that it had been 10 years since that came out, and then it was depressing again to think of being in the theater watching it.
Yeah.
Having waited in line for... At least I only waited in line for, like, 3 hours to see it.
I don't think that... I think I just bought tickets for the second day.
Uh-huh.
And went to the theater.
Yeah, I got to see it opening night in a packed theater in the front row. And there were a bunch of drunken frat boys in the back. And every time any Sith or evil character was on the screen, they just kept going, Dark Side! Yeah! Dark Side!
That's kind of funny, actually.
Well, the funny thing is, when I saw the movie without that, it wasn't any better. I think it was actually kind of worse.
Major Meat says, I understand there's a fear of message spam, but can the leader of a clan be allowed to do a send all in clan message and get the announcements, can the announcements get an editability? Announcements getting an editability, that's something I could imagine doing, but no. There are too many clans with way too many people. If, like, KOL Addicts decided to drop a K-mail to all of the people in that clan, like, the server would just be brought to its knees for minutes by a single message. At least it used to be like that.
What we should do is just retroactively...
Major Meat says, I understand there's a fear of message spam, but can the leader of a clan be allowed to do a send-all in clan message and get the announcements, can the announcements get an editability? Announcements getting an editability, that's something I could imagine doing, but no. There are too many clans with way too many people. If, like, KOL Addicts decided to drop a K-mail to all of the people in that clan, like, the server would just be brought to its knees for minutes by a single message. At least it used to be like that.
What we should do is just retroactively assign a maximum number of people you can have in a clan. And then...
Do what?
Just retroactively cap the number of people you can have in a clan. So just break KOL Addicts into, like, KOL Addicts 1, 2, 3, and 4. People would love us for that. Huh. We just dropped the 24K. Let's try and get back in there. We are still locked out of the 24K. We lost Jick, and the 24K. We can get Jake back.
Hey, what happened there, man?
I don't know. We dropped you and we dropped the 24K. We're still on the 64K. I can't get back on to the 24K. Now I'm back on the 24K. Yeah, I have no idea. We're hardwired into a very, very substantial pipe.
Maybe somebody cut your fiber.
I don't know.
From your diet. Maybe, I don't know. That whole thing about AT&T blocking the 4chan image boards was kind of interesting. I think, though, that it is a bit overblown. It was supposedly, like, I was reading something that said that it was, like, they had just cut off certain things because of some denial-of-service attack and that it was already back access.
Yeah, and I said, denial-of-service attack? B? No.
Yeah, but I mean, that, you know, I feel like it'd be a pretty bad idea for an ISP to start fucking with those guys. They're sort of like the douchebag mafia. Ed Gleave says, my favorite knock-knock joke is from one of the Bazooka Fish comics. Knock-knock, who's there? A knife.
That's excellent.
Andes T says, I know Jick speaks on doubling spell power, which I support, but in the meantime, maybe you could permit the double wielding of chef staffs, eh? Eh? No. There aren't any wizards with two staves.
I mean, I guess, Gandalf had a staff and a sword.
Yep.
That's how he rolled. Yeah, you wouldn't want to have two.
We met this dude who's like a friend of the pretentious artist's wife's dad who has a car named Shadowfax.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny. It's not a white car, though. I guess maybe, like, he could name, like, his wallet Glamdring.
I want to send people shadow faxes.
Yeah. Like, shadow puppets drawn on a piece of paper. Like, yeah, you make a shadow puppet on a piece of paper, you trace it, and then you fax it to somebody.
Yeah, it's like silhouettes.
Yeah. I spent a good amount of time at Comic-Con messing with this iPhone program called PhotoSwap, which is potentially interesting, right? What it is you take a picture, and then it randomly sends that picture to somebody else who has taken a picture, and you get his and he gets yours. And then, if you want to, you can reply to that picture and just sort of have a conversation via photographs. Apparently, the bulk of the traffic is just dudes sending out pictures of their fucking television, hoping to get girls to send them pictures of their boobs.
Right.
And, like, that just seems like such a waste of time. It is so hard for me to believe that a guy who cannot find anything more creative or interesting to take a picture of in his living room than his foot or his television, which, granted, are the things that you're looking at a lot of the time, I guess. Like, how is that dude ever going to convince any girl to send him a picture of her tits?
I don't know. Unless there are girls, and I believe there are out there, who will just send pictures of their tits regardless of what you send them a picture of.
I guess. I mean, what do they get out of that, though?
The knowledge that somewhere someone is looking at their tits?
Hot Stuff was using it and got a picture of a big erect penis.
Hmm. To be fair, Hot Stuff probably solicited that.
That's probably true. In his profile, he was like, please send me pictures of your big dong.
Yeah, I mean, he meant like a large bell, but he probably could have worded that better.
I had a couple of reasonably... I had one conversation with some people from Florida that went on for, like, more than a day, and it was fairly interesting.
Hmm.
You know, I just had all kinds of... Like, we were walking around with all kinds of interesting stuff to take pictures of, but I just got tired of, like, oh, I'm going to go take a picture of, like, this giant inflatable rocket ship, and what I get back is, like, oh, there's a picture of some dude's foot, or a picture of some dude's television. You know? Like, every once in a while when I was playing with it, I was like, oh, I'm going to just pick up a bunch of shit and arrange it in an interesting pattern and take a picture of it. Like, I feel like the potential for it to be cool is so great, but it is one of those things, like everything else, that's just ruined by the fact that most people are kind of lame.
Right.
And, I don't know. There's a surprising number of people who were playing along, though. But it's so luck of the draw. Like, Hot Stuff had sent out, you know, 30 or 40 pictures before he got anything interesting in return.
Hmm.
Or I managed to get a few reasonable conversations going. Had good luck sending pictures of a pack of cigarettes. Got pictures of cigarettes back from that.
Well, I suppose that's good.
Moved on to other things, yeah. The guy that told us about the app in the first place said he's successfully started a lot of conversations by taking pictures of his watch, because then somebody would send back a picture of their watch. Uh-huh. And by the time you've sent one reply, you're kind of invested in it, so then you know, do whatever.
I wonder if there are people in prison who have iPhones, and if you send them a picture of a pack of cigarettes, they send you like a picture of some soap or something. Yeah.
Terry on says, is the Merkin Take Bags plus 15% underwater in addition to or instead of its normal 5% items? It is instead of, I believe. Let me look at that. I know based on the way that I worded it, I will know based on the way that I worded it that, which one it is, but I don't remember which way that I worded it. If it's 5%, 15 underwater, which is what I feel like it is.
Yeah, stupid spam witches and their stupid 3669 scrolls. Sorry, I'm actually playing the game and it's not going well. We've dropped Jick again. Kept both of the streams this time. There's got to be something wrong with... No answer. There's got to be something wrong with his internet, too. He probably shouldn't be using internet, too. He should be using the original internet. Now, First Boy on the Moon says, the mnemonic for an eighth or octave is somewhere over the rainbow. Right. Somewhere over the rainbow. That makes sense. Unable to connect to Jick. I'm just going to keep calling him. I'm going to keep making that cool little popcorn noise. Samuel Sammy says, when is the Pickle Factory coming back? To which I say, none may know the hour of its coming and going. I'm going to go ahead and close Skype and reopen it. I have to say that no sound effects are more irritating than those on Skype. Currently, Jick is not even logged into Skype. I'm expecting him to send me a text message or something. Somebody just gave me a foot massage. Heh. Casey Wiederman says, getting set on fire by frat girl sergeants doesn't light my unlit birthday cake. I know I'm doing it wrong, but it would be neat if that had worked. Yeah, but they didn't set your cake on fire. They just set you on fire. If they said that they set your cake on fire, then they were giving you a cake-related lie. Yes, indeed. Let's see, what else we got? Mr. Crack says, it is nice to have a saccharine maple pendant in Bad Moon. We might have to get rid of that. Thank you, Mr. Crack. Linguini Lad says, so, Riff's birth name. How did you come up with your username, Riff? And he was actually going by Riff long before our game. Let's see, so we've had a suggestion for a music break. That's not a horrible idea. I don't want a music break until I know that my dinner is ready. But I'm going to have to. So we'll be back in 20 minutes or so. It could get elevated. Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard no longer. We deliver the hits to give the kids with the spectacles spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam up the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the heat's if he's off, don't babble 300 bar. I get no error while compiling my rhymes. I slip charred rap stylings of the hip kids. Continue to fact to get sex, money, power, but
The jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignored them, scored some geeked out beats in the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap this, alright? Cause soon the whole nerd core will congregate. In culmination of the monkey going off cognate. Nerdcore will rise up and we get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. We put us out in the blender, and the tape on the spectacles. We can follow the assembler, we'd each make a respectable deal of fangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it awesome with delectable departure. Tickle and hide departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest flow to liquorate. The maddest over rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor. With rappers who romanticize the third eye, we pass for each. And we exceed your reach, we're worldwide web triggers. With the confinement, the dirty mind of the girl guys and triggers. With his own gunman, the baby Jonathan Edwin Warren, from season 6 of DVS. Virginia's in the Medivius. The scene is fresh of the BBS. Yes, we'll be right back and ask you about the daddy's house of blinking blood. Thank your father's blinking blood. The Funnelot owns you. It's even out your rock source. We're not even talking, so that it gets a dog out of the soft drawer. Our stuff's got the top score spot. Yours is not sorry. Stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own doom watch. See, I quad my own sprites. A few smiles, I stayed home night. Nerdcore, Karaza, it could get elevated. Oh, and when all of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up, possibleness of this not overstated.
Sure, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large, and be the NIC bitch. The nerd's in charge, we bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did. Got more game than a 2600 Verbunk MC's dual player hate. We got one word. It's a matter of time for we're household names. So you best suck up now before fortune and fate put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore, Karaza, we could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Yeah, I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? Sing a little kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless and ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity that I'm the best MC that I compare to begin. I'm scared to be either dope or dorky or bound to the high road even if it looks quirky. Your nerdcore will rise up and get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore, Karaza, they could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Congregation, settle in your seats. The Reverend Front Aloud is on the mic and about to speak. I'm about to freak you out, make you shiver in the pew while I'm delivering to you my sermon and divinity ensue. Rock by the one true God, it's a fact. Anybody else who ever had a God, their God's whack. We ain't gotta worry about him, we picked the right horse. You're in the right house of worship, of course. And forces are gathering out in the world to diminish our faith in ways radical and thorough, to discourage us from loving anything that's immaterial, to tempt our children with ever fruity or cereal, and worst of all, to call us idiots while they do it. My congregation, listen, I'm about to walk you through it. We're gonna take the nation back from the heathens that's within it. We're gonna get the most egregious of the atheists in prison. Cause a schism while we're at it, but emerge on top. And once we purify our ranks, we won't stop. We'll purify your minds of what to legitimately start. It's not to be a battle indiscriminately fought, but an orchestrated effort, and I'm gonna need you to commit. Might take a couple generations for this deviltry to quit. Start with the kids, in fact, they get distracted from the Lord. So I'd like you to write a couple letters to your school board.
Do you really believe? Swinging up in the trees, gonna seem a little likelier than that of me. Did a lot of humming, and that was a poison of the species. Do you really believe? We were nothing but that monkey swinging up in the trees, gonna seem a little likelier than that of me. Did a lot of humming, and that was a poison of the species.
Ever done for us, but trumpeted that when ashes go to ashes and dust to dust. Despite the fuss of living, energy gets conserved, denying the weight of the soul of a man that is ill-preserved. This is still the curse of Copernicus that we suffer. Secular thought ought not to overflow its buffer and run roughshod through the minds of you, the population. Heretics such as Dawkins and Sagan overstep their station to say that what we see and what we believe should be confluent. Look to your reverend to end apostasy. What I'm doing, look to your holy book to light the way. That is its purpose. Open it up and you'll find Eden for you, even scratch the surface. Sure, this should be mirrored in the textbook verbatim, but I'm not in a position yet to issue ultimatum. So I lay down my scheme, we'll make it seem as though creation isn't anything we'd like to interject to education. We'll wrangle up the language, science, data, theorem, the irreducible complexity of the ears we use to hear them gnashing teeth and wailing from Kansas to PA. Yes, my flock, I talk of futures not imminent but underway. Already established an institute for discovery, discovered that Darwin is dead without look grim for recovery. School moms will soon say that he burns in a fiery sea. Think how much like paradise that's gonna be.
Do you really believe? We were nothing but that monkey swinging up in the trees. Gonna seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve. Did a lot of humming, and that was a poison of the species. Do you really believe? We were nothing but that monkey swinging up in the trees. Gonna seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve. Did a lot of humming, and that was a poison of the species. Do you really believe? We were nothing but that monkey swinging up in the trees. Gonna seem a little likelier than
the ball in play. Ping pong, step up to the table. Ping in this match is when I practice. Back in again, all hand, no return. Practice sideways spin. The skin on my paddle's kind of floppy, but it don't stop me. I'll win in any condition while you're preaching that you can scout out my style and try to copy. I'm in Japan, learning secret paddle positions. I'm on a steady diet.
Sashimi.
I even my fingers can solve the math to move it right.
You can excel, grasshopper, if you're willing to pay the price. Keep your eyes on the ball, feel the paddle like a friend. You don't have to have telekinesis, but pretend like you do. And guide the sphere around the court. Enter into the slow motion so that time and space distort. Mix report with the paddle, hip hop, how we go. Pop lock as you wield it, feel the ball flow against the counter currents of the motion you make. You might mistake it for a simple game of angles, but it ain't. Now take the universe with the flavor of your game to reality around the ball to shape the lane of its travel, but do not let it unravel. Fate, don't return a volley if it's already too late. It's unfair to your opponent how you move through air, how you throw away your racket in your back pocket, got a spare. How you dared him to serve before you got in the room. How he tried, but the net cradled each as a wound. Now, assuming that you got all my lessons ignored, see me at the company in after world tour. It's 4 a.m., I'm eating continental breakfast. The competition, don't expect this. A new serve from Mr. Cyberman, an ace is unexpected. I'm happy as long as my ladder pole is protected. I'm gears, not the tightest, it's all that we found. I table my wobble, but it don't fall down. I'm in the locker room, lifting weights, getting strong. Sipping Perrier, playing ping pong.
Ping pong, step up to the table. Ping pong, put the ball in play. Ping pong, I don't care what you call it. Step up to the table, put the ball in play. Up to the table, ping pong, put the ball in play. Ping pong, now one step up on it. Step up to the table, put the ball in play.
Every ball is branded, serve it left-handed. ORBPRBC, the label independent. It can get kinda crazy, you understand it. It don't faze me, it's just the way that we plan it. Every ball is branded, serve it left-handed. ORBPRBC, the label independent. It can get kinda crazy, you understand it. It don't faze me, it's just the way that we plan it. Every ball is branded, serve it left-handed. ORBPRBC, the label independent. It can get kinda crazy, you understand it. It don't faze me, it's just the way that we plan it. Every ball is branded, serve it left-handed. ORBPRBC, the label independent. It can get kinda crazy, you understand it. It don't faze me, it's just the way that we plan it.
To queue up for disassembly, to discover
over and crack the cover like a creme brulee. They'll glance you over, I guess, and then for a damn moment you persist, you exist, almost seem like you're there, don't it? But you're not, you're here, your name will fade as front. Well, that's in the future, they don't know what cryptovariable still.
You can't hide secrets from the future, we fast. They try, but the best that in the future they last. The half-fast schemes and algorithms are mass. Stupid boys, cryptographs in the past. You can't hide secrets from the future, we fast. They try, but the best that in the future they last. The half-fast schemes and algorithms are mass. To enforce cryptographs in the past. Now it's an enigma machine. Code yelled out at top bombs into a tin can with a thin string. And that ain't all you do. You broadcast clear text of ill intention. Send an email to the government pledging your abstention from vote fraud this time. Next time, I ain't promised. You don't get a visit from the Department of Piranhas. Be honest, you ain't hacking though. Sit me too easy. Setting up the next president, pretending that you were through freezing. When you're nothing but warming up to do list in your diary. Better keep for a long time in the long time. Better be tired. The distribution of electrical brains that are guessing every unsalted hash that ever came. They got alien technology to make the rainbow tables with. Spending an afternoon with Grant's and having secrets. Don't resist the loving coats of the mathematical calculation. Heart of your mystery set free falling to palpitation. Hump your tunnel, rise up in the dump for free agent. Nobody knows the future now, we'll find out. Be patient.
Fine, I don't offer
brimming coffers on the cost of your disgrace. I contend as sweet nothings. Come on over to my place.
I'll read you poetry. I'll tell you what I know to be true. I'll make a sentimental observation out of the moon. I'll kiss you so that you can think that kisses are sublime.
But I won't spend a penny, cause all that you're worth is my time. All that you're worth is my time.
Us on the shores of the same, you and me, in between us, there's a gathering refrain. Cheapskate, what you call us in those moments of disdain.
And it don't seem to me we're entitled to the name.
Cheap what? Dirty word for such a generous soul. Who could lavish affection without any venerous goal? Or who, with such a goal in mind, could apprehend any climax in the offing so as not to proceed a friend? And indeed, the end of the world could be upon us. It could be you and me blazing heat enough to astonish all onlookers with the glory of our passion. I know my sentiment. Your earnestness is not so much in fashion, but I keep it round the house. Someday you'll think it's vintage. Instead of deeming it narcotic, as it's all it's take off spinach. I'ma finish what I started, which of this you can expect. And I'll call it never ending when I call you up, collect.
I'll read you poetry, I'll tell you what I know to be true. I'll make a sentimental observation out the moon. I'll kiss you so that you can think the kisses are sublime. But I won't spend a penny, cause all that the world. I'll read you poetry, I'll tell you what I know to be true. I'll make a sentimental observation out the moon. I'll kiss you so that you can think the kisses are sublime. But I won't spend a penny, cause all that you're worth is my time.
Well, all of you who hate shows that where I have some random guest who doesn't know anything about the game like me, you're in luck, because for the rest of this show, we won't have a random guest who doesn't know anything about the game. It'll just be me. Jake's internet in San Diego has dropped, and he will be checking periodically to see if it gets re-set up, but no word on when or if that's going to happen. So, we're just going to continue like we do. Soldier on, the show must go on, and so must I. Gara1357 says, what's with all the MC Frontalot? Well, MC Frontalot is awesome. We just saw him in concert and hung out with him for a couple of days, so I'm feeling the MC Frontalot. I'm playing the MC Frontalot tonight. If only I had some mashups featuring MC Frontalot that I could play as well. Let's see, what else can we do? JudeDude2 says, why is it that we're able to feel an earthquake while adventuring in the airship or the castle in the sky? Well, the castle in the sky becomes anchored to the kingdom via the beanstalk. So that's why you're feeling it there. As far as the airship goes, it must be that the seismic... the seismic emissions from the kingdom are so strong that the airship itself feels it. Papanacho says, why can't two rings of half-assed regeneration be combined into a ring of whole-assed regeneration? Half an ass plus half an ass does not a whole ass make, sadly. If, like, you and somebody next to you are each doing a half-assed job, there's only, each of you are doing a half-assed job. It's not that put together you do a whole-assed job. Like, say you're sitting beside somebody on an assembly line and you're both doing half-assed job putting together iPhones. That doesn't mean that somehow the iPhones you half-assed and the iPhones he half-assed become a whole-assed iPhone. It just means that you have twice as many half-asseries. Math is hard. Let's go shopping. Istanbul says, could we knock down the missed requirement on the pirate pledges a little bit? Maybe a nod to those of us who get them at level 9. We'll look into that. It's entirely possible. Casey Wiederman says, the earthquakes in the kingdom have generated a massive amount of speculation and anticipation. Bug or feature? Feature, although the one thing that we know about massive speculation is that it almost always leads to massive disappointment. Just saying. Haragon says, can you guys avoid rolling stuff out at times other than rollover? It's annoying for people who've already burned their turns. Well, don't log on right at rollover and run your turns. You'll experience less lag, and you won't miss something if it gets rolled out in the middle of the day. Royal Tonberry says, have you ever thought about splitting the terrarium into rooms and let the player decide which familiar should go into which rooms? It would make it easier to find familiars in there. I know that we should probably do something about that. Somehow make it so that you can organize them in a way other than most frequently used. Because we feel like having it organized the way it is, that people can kind of pick what order they want them in, but apparently that's not the case. So we'll look, you know, whether it's shelves, whether it's the ability to kind of shunt the non-frequently used familiars off into a different page or something. We'll be looking into that. Sever says, I wanted to thank you for introducing me to Frontalot's music. The first times you played him on the radio, I did not particularly care for it, but now I quite like it. Well, thank you. And thank MC Frontalot. It's funny, when I first played him for Jick had a similar reaction. He said, nah, I don't know if this is really something I'm going to be into. That was back when somebody sent me Braggadocio, and he had only had his demo CD out, and so I had three or four songs of his, and I played them for Zach, and Zach was unimpressed, and I said, you're doing it wrong, and I kept playing them for Zach until he was impressed. And yes, I called Jake Zach. I think we all know that now. Yaya says, a PETA trophy for walking away in disgust from the cockfighting battle a certain number of times. Actually, that's what Trophy 68 is. So if you haven't if you haven't got that trophy yet, you just haven't done it enough times. You should keep going. ChefBob27 says, I hear you guys throw around the term meta-humor. What exactly is it? Please, please, please. It's about... it's humor that's about the joke rather than the joke itself. Like, the joke, a Buddhist goes up to a hot dog stand and says, can you make me one with everything? That's a fairly simple pun. Meta humor would be, a Buddhist walks up to a hot dog vendor and says, can you help me reach nirvana? It's only funny if you know the original joke that it's based on. So it's not a funny joke by itself, it's only funny in reference to the previous joke. That's meta humor. Now, it could also be breaking of the fourth wall, like when in Kingdom sometimes you'll get, like, something tells you that blah blah blah, and the thing that tells you is me, just now. That's kind of the narrator going, hey, check it out, you're playing a game, you're not actually an adventurer, and you're reading words on a screen. So it's kind of calling attention to the reality and, you know, kind of breaking the flow of the game, and that's meta humor too. Yep. Let's see now. Casey Wiederman says, Adam Carolla is no longer invited to my birthday party. Well, we're not hating on Adam Carolla, you know. He may have put an old weird picture of Jick up, but he did put Jick on his podcast, and that's pretty awesome. Let's see now. Redhead42 says, shouldn't the villainous scythe get a bonus south of the border? After all, it's just reap, 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 and drive home. I don't get that at all. Just thought I would read that and say, I don't get that. TechSmurf says, cups of primitive beer do not quench salty mouth. Bug feature, undeveloped beer technology, undeveloped beer technology. Cuddle Hut says, dear JNS, since I like tattoos and love to show the world my costumary achievements, I was wondering what you think of randomizing the tattoo display like you did with custom titles. That'd be a way to go about it. People keep asking if they can display more than one tattoo. And, yeah. And that's a way to do it. Let's see. RDFM says, melodrama mean and extra strength melodrama mean have identical item descriptions. You did that on purpose. How could you? What with the baby coming and Aunt Edna dying and all? Wah. Yes, it's true. It's because we hate you and we just You always ask us to do more than we can. We cannot command my muse, damn it. Wah. Vorthok says, could we get a button to collapse the logs for the clan dungeon? Possibly, possibly. Shifty Steve says, you know the way the Ragamuffin Imp rocked when it was secret? Can we have more content like that? Like, takes a lot of work to get it. Not everybody knows about it. People get so mad when we put something out and say, we'd prefer not to see this on the wiki. And they go, who are you to tell us what we can and can't do? Information should be free, and everyone should have this information. And we go, well, we're not telling you to do anything. We're the people who made the game, and we're asking as a favor, if you like us, that you wouldn't put it on there. But, yeah, every time we do something like that, we get a whole lots of complaints. If there's one thing we don't like, it's dealing with a whole lot of complaints. After the comet, the strange weather pre-NS13 and this earthquake thing, scientists of Loathing predicting no problems with things are not very trustworthy. Maybe they're just messing with you. Indiana Jones, by the way, always playing in my head when I'm not thinking about anything else. Captain Kirk says, I was listening to the last radio show and you forgot that Stuart the Sheepish Jester has no pick either. That's true. I mean, I know Jake did a pretty decent job, I would think, of drawing Casey Kasem and the Mona Lisa and the other floating head. But I hate to have to make him draw Jon Stewart. I don't know. We'll see. Gugu says, add Mr. Store familiar equipment to Common Chameleon's arena games. It would make it more interesting. Why were they excluded in the first place? I don't know. But maybe we thought the Common Chameleon was going to be really popular and everyone would go for it and so it would be totally unbalancing. But maybe not. Let's see. Holy God, that was a big, long post. Soldier of Air, TL, semicolon, DR. Stumble Upon. Arashman says, Stumble Upon. Ever heard of? Might be good for getting some attention towards KOL. Yeah, I don't know anything about Dig, Reddit, or Stumble Upon. It just seems like something that stands between me and content I'm trying to get at. I click a link and it takes me to Dig instead of to the content, but I don't know. If you're into any of those, you can recommend us. You can, I don't know. Maybe we should add a little button on the front that says Dig. But I don't know. See, that smells like selling out. Dylan Bradley 70 says, will the Nemesis quest be done soon, or will NS15 arrive first? The Nemesis quest, we are trying to get it out before the end of the year, possibly way before the end of the year, possibly not way before the end of the year. Just depends on how much there is to be done versus how much we think there is to be done. NS15 we're not working on. As far as I know, there is no plan to make NS15 happen. NS13 was so polarizing and so emotionally draining for us to deal with the response to it that I really don't think we're ever going to do NS15. We'll expand the game sideways instead of tall ways. You know, do things like the sea, clan dungeons, and things you can do as an alternative to ascending or during a long ascension, but making the Ascension game mandatorily longer is something we're just not going to go. We're not going to go that to that place. Yeah. Let's see. So So Very Invisible says Speed Ascension, Sad Face, and then yeah. All these people asking, what's with the snakes in the floaty sand? I mean, chill out, and you'll figure it out. Deathwing says, I was wondering why the turtle familiars can't breathe underwater, or are they just land turtles? They are land turtles, so you find them on the land. Somebody links to the greatest painting of this generation, and it's a naked Obama riding a unicorn, flanked by Joseph Stalin and House, in front of a blood-red sky and a broken White House. Yeah, I don't think I could even enjoy that, ironically. That's pretty terrible. Now people are saying, these rock snakes have been around too long. Oh, no, chill the hell out. He says there's a typo on the first page of the Choose Your Own Adventure. Fantastic. I'm just going to double check that and make sure that's not a user error. It's really cool that we have 1, 2, and 3 up hyperlinked. That's really cool. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up and verify that. That sucks. It's weird that we didn't hear that from anybody at the con. Like, somebody didn't turn in a version that was all covered in red ink. Blah, blah, blah. I think that crashed Firefox. Fun. I'll play a song, but my menu bar isn't working either. Let me see if my Firefox is going to come back, and let me also see what the hell else is going to go wrong with this show.
Selling coffee. I know I see you need to go all night. On account of that girl you take in, don't make on the seat. Not without a fight. Right there, I seen her in the club. Yeah, it up. The way her nose is bleeding, she did a frown. Something else, she ain't holding. So I hope you is. If she crashed, you ain't about to drop the jizz. She's all up in your cabinet, pilfering. Your little rose griddling, she be burning it down. While you're fiddling, acidling, it's why her teeth look all fucked. On the other hand, isn't the only thing she sucks. You gotta be giving this girl at least a couple of days. You've been sniffing it too. I ain't like you're gonna be sleeping anyway. You say,
baby, baby, why you shaking?
If it be, she's been twitching in that manner ever since.
Let's see.
1993, she weighs 18 pounds. Wet. She keep on smiling at you. I'd take her to the vet. Get her a little cat.
I mean, hold on.
One at a time. Her special is no dose. Up fine.
Then cut her another line.
Now this girl does 10 times more crank than you.
Surely could try.
If I said even half of that, I'd die.
Okay, so yeah, for some reason, clicking on the Choose Your Own Adventure link completely crashed Firefox. And when I restarted it, it asked if I wanted to restore my session, and I said, yuck, sure. So I restored my session, and it promptly crashed again, because it was still trying to pull that window up. Well. Let's see, what else we got? Okay, and we're back. South says, what's love got to do with it? I don't know. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Gara1357 says, hey, Jake, is it true that the Rock Snake Adventure will be just a regular adventure? Or will it go away and make the floaty sand valuable? I don't know. Are we likely to add a random adventure independent of any other content that stays around forever and pops up one every 25 turns? Or is it more likely that this is a temporary event and you might want to enjoy it while you can? As far as do you need to save up the floaty sand, I don't know. Maybe you want some, maybe you don't. Fineldar says, so at this year's Comic-Con, did you go over to that guy's booth with your iPhone camera and say, what is this, another crappy web video game? No, it's actually my comic. It's actually my comic book. Oh, sorry, and... And you say, so why the hell did I even take the effort to not draw good? Yeah. That's still, that dude in question is the PvP guy, and I'm still not sure if he was joking or if he just wasn't paying attention. He came over to our booth, and he said, oh, another stick figure webcomic. And we said, no, actually, it's a game. It's, Kingdom of Loathing. It's a, maybe you've heard of it. It's a game that you play. And he goes, yeah, but another stick figure comic book. We go, actually, sir, it's a game. Maybe Kingdom of Loathing, maybe you're familiar with it. And he said, I don't know why I even bothered to learn how to draw. These stick figure comics. And then he walked away. So, you know, he said it kind of like he was joking, but kind of like he was serious and trying to be less offensive by joking. I don't know. It was bizarre, though. Scott Kurtz with a video camera not listening to anything the hell that we said. That happened at Comic-Con last year. This year, I didn't spend as much time at the booth, but there we didn't have too many luminaries come by the booth. I told Felicia Day that if she came over, we'd give her a t-shirt. I twatted that to her, but she's in the big time for now. She's a little too big for us. Last year, she came by the booth and hung out and talked for a bit. This year, I mean, her star just rose and rose in the intervening year, and she's taking pictures with Neil Gaiman and who else was in that picture? It was like Neil Gaiman and Amanda Palmer, which, whatever. And Felicia Day and, like, Kevin Smith. Just this picture that contains almost too much awesomeness for one frame. So she was running with that crowd. I don't blame her for not coming around. Laura Schoberg was not there this year. That was unfortunate. I don't think Christopher Moore was either. That was very sad. So the only luminary, really, that I met, I had to go over to his booth. But it wasn't very far away. And talking to Ben Edlund was totally worth it. I had a day of Adam spotting. I spotted Adam West and Adam Baldwin. And declined to pay $30 to get Adam Baldwin's autograph. I don't know why anybody with a career would go to that sketchy-ass autograph booth where all they do is sell 8x10 glossies of actors, and they have actors come to their booth and charge a fee for their autograph. Like, Edward James Olmos was fucking $55 to have Edward James Olmos sign something. And, you know, no disrespect to Mr. Olmos, but holy crap. There's no way that I would pay $55 to get a signed picture of anybody. I mean, maybe if it was a naked picture of Scarlett Johansson going down on Natalie Portman, I might pay $55 for that, but man. Edward James Olmos? I cannot masturbate to this. Mech it again. BMR begs for brimstone stainless and plexiglass outfit tattoos. Yeah, we're on it. Excuse me. V-Grind says, selectable familiar sex pronouns? No. Some familiars are always male, some are always female. That's just the way it is. It's never going to change. When will the Rock Snakes leave? Jesus, people, chill out and enjoy the content. Or if you don't enjoy the content, put up with the content. Jesus. I don't recall, you know, we all tend to say that things have gotten worse since, you know, like, every generation thinks the future, the up-and-coming generation is going to send the world to hell, but I don't remember ever doing a world event that people bitched about so fucking much. Chill out. Don't want to hear it. SF4Lock says, one day will we see a Twitter update just saying inch mile, probably. King Stupid says, Jick, pick on Adam Carolla podcast. Is that a cell phone in your pocket or your massive veiny penis? Probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. That was taken, you know, that picture is at least 4 years old. And so a cell phone at that point would have been a far bulkier thing than what he's got in his pocket now. And his penis, to be fair, was probably bulkier than it is now. Noanam says there's less than 20,000 accounts to go before number 2 million. I know. Problem is, number 2 million will probably be somebody who was feverishly making a bunch of multis just so that they could get number 2 million and will probably be disabled as soon as it gets created. That's what happened with 1 million. But yeah, that's freaking awesome that we can tell people nearly 2 million people have played this game. That's what I'm telling people. Rock snake. Will you make them go away? Will you make them harder? Will you make them not as hard? Will you make it be able to run away from them? Will you guys just chill out? Chopstick says, just wanted to thank you for the Comic-Con special item. Always love those things. Looking forward to the event continuing. Oh, thank you. Yeah, the whole idea with the world event was that since we were busy doing Comic-Con stuff, we wanted people who didn't go to Comic-Con to have something to play around with. Something to piss him off. Finola says, a few weeks ago in trade, I saw a guy taking pre-orders for the KOL Con 6 item. Just letting you know that the people in your game are ridiculous. Yeah, it would be nice if folks would see those items for what they are, which is a souvenir of having gone to something. And if you didn't go, then you don't need to have the item. I don't know. I guess there are people who buy concert tickets, stubs, to concerts that they didn't go to. So, given that, I suppose it does make some kind of sense that there's this secondary market. But we're certainly not going to legitimize that market in any way, including making a way to securely trade codes. So, pretty much, you know, you're welcome to do that, to buy a code if you want from somebody. But if they rip you off, we do not have you back. Bob the Joker says, it was great seeing you guys at Comic-Con. It's always fascinating for me to meet people who have an impact on my life. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my comments on the game. Also, thanks for putting up with my fangirliness. I think I kind of was. Nah. You were one of the higher functioning people who visited our booth, Bob the Joker. And you visited in several different costumes. After a while, I thought it was kind of like the Family Guy episode where there's the free samples and looks like Peter keeps coming back in different costumes, and then there's just a line of people who all look like Peter, but in different costumes. Anyway. Yeah, I was like, did we meet? Huh. But yeah, Bob the Joker, it was awesome to meet you too. Again, for the first time. Goran Soilder says, how can we feel the earthquake in the hole in the sky? Because it shakes the very heavens. PX Divinity says, are the earthquakes leading to anything, or are they just a way to keep the players busy while you guys slack off? Go ahead and eat a bag of dicks, PX Divinity. V-Grind, no, fuck V-Grind. Watertail says, Scully, that reap thing might have been a reference to Jix going down to Mexico and doing nothing but rape, because the country's laws don't apply if you don't speak their language. Maybe that's why I've never done anything like that in Mexico. So I speak Mexican. Dan Bob says, if you're asking for small things to make the game more approachable, give a hint somewhere for the enchanted bean, where to find it that you'll need it, etc., etc. We'll add that on the list of things. There may be an alternate way to do that quest in the offing, in the awning, or the offing. Bob the Insane says, NS15, I don't get why you wouldn't do it. I mean, I do, it makes sense, but considering the game hate of 13 seems like an unfitting place to leave the actual position of a run. No, we worked for over a year on expanding the game to NS13 and did tons of research and writing and playtesting, and when we released it, it got shat upon and reviled, so we don't feel the urge to put all of our time and effort into making the Ascension game longer, because that, even though I thought we did it artfully and we did it well, it went over like lead balloons. So the reaction in S13 pretty much killed in S15, but it's weird that we've said that a lot, and people still ask when we're doing NS15, and the answer is, once and for all, we are more than likely not. We'll keep working on the game, we'll expand it sideways, but not up and down in that particular way. Just saying. The Dudester says, familiar idea, luggage from the Discworld series. I think we already owe Terry Pratchett money for the green pixie. Let's see here. Colbert says he's had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane of existence. I've had it with these motherfucking complaints about these motherfucking snakes. I think the rock snakes should be replaced by a rock or a Boros that once you encounter it once, you encounter it every 5 turns. Because it just keeps recurring. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Mow. Bow. Tortuga del Fuego says, how about a Librem or Tome that summons spleen items only with plus adventures to keep spleen rare? I don't know. I'm not sure if that makes sense. Now, like, half of the questions I'm looking at are, dude, chill out about the rock snakes, or, dude, we wouldn't complain about the rock snakes if they weren't totally fucking up our speed run. So, I've accomplished nothing by talking about the rock snakes. I understand, Valantri says Innis 13 was cool, and the quests are fun and interesting. Yeah, I know that many people felt that way, but there was a massive opinion around people that we like and respect, or in some cases liked and respected, that was just this outpouring of what the fuck, this is different from the game I used to play before anybody actually had played it enough to know what they were playing. But I don't want to reopen that can of worms. I'm just saying that reception, the reception that we got to that content, made us believe that our efforts were better put elsewhere. Not just like, well, screw you guys, we're not going to do an S15. It was just, you know, if we're going to work on something for a year and roll it out, it probably shouldn't be something that makes the Ascension game longer. So that seems to not be what people want. So we expand the game sideways, much like my waistline. Rotting Flesh says, smashing familiar equipment should make familiar food to beef them up. Huh. What if you could get a bunch of a specific familiar's equipment and feed it to them for permanent weight buff? Or even temporary weight buff. Interesting. Truffles Farmer says, hey guys, any chance you could tell me a helpful game designer what KOL is coded in? Mostly PHP. There's a decent amount of JavaScript now that C.D. Moyer has been working on it. But the core of the game is all in PHP. Yup. Finally, someone let me out of my cage. I did it. I beat the Orgasm Quest. I'm great at this game. Starwed says, Pirate Karaoke Bug says you're tipsy when completely sober. Well, yeah, it's like a 0 to X number of drunkenness. Yeah. Maybe I should just read this entire thing. No. Soldier of Air is apparently an AD demon. Lucifer's Standard said, good job getting the comeback anytime from Adam Carolla. Would you? You did very well, I thought. I think that he probably would. It would be a little trickier since he's not always in California. GigaShadow555 says, so I finally got a Netflix account. What are some real good DVDs to get a hold of for a person who doesn't watch enough movies? You know, my list of must-sees include Pulp Fiction, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Donnie Darko, Rocky Horror Picture Show. The Fountain is a great movie that not enough people have seen. Any Hayao Miyazaki animation, if you're into animation. So, like, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that'll do for a start. Let's see. Fernando Bono says, hello, Master of the Universe. Have you ever considered expanding south of the border to represent all the fun and sauciness of Latin America? Well, no, because, like, providing an accurate and illuminating picture of Latin America was not really our goal. Our goal was to make fun of the weird stuff that happens in border towns. So, yeah. Going even further south of the border would require us to go further south of the border. And, you know, we're not going to do that anytime soon. Dave Speculum has checked in. Howdy. Hopefully we'll have a smoother transition than last week. So, last week, I handed off to iSpeculum, and he was unable to take it, so I just threw, like, 2 hours of music in the queue and pretty much went to bed and said, guys, just boot me off when somebody can take over the stream, because I got to bathe my child, I got to get to bed, blah, blah, blah. So at 6 o'clock the next morning, I got a message from Fusilibon saying that my streams were set to auto-reconnect, which I guess is the default setting on them. I hadn't changed it. So every time somebody tried to hand off, I would automatically grab the stream, and they would have to boot me off manually again. They'd have to, like, wake up an RKOL admin. So that didn't go well. Then the next day, in the middle of my radio show, my son crawled off the bed and landed on his face, pretty much, and made a giant goose egg, and we were very afraid that something was wrong with him and that we took him to the hospital. And he turned out fine, but that was in the middle of my show, and I just said, I gotta go, somebody grab the streams, and apparently they had a whole lot of trouble getting on again. So it's amazing that I still work for Radio KOL. The point of that story. Timebender says, is the end coming? Yes, the end is nigh. Yeah, you guys don't realize that the whole Rock Snake thing is just a harbinger of the impending reset. Yep. Eocall says, hey, you do stuff, right? Like talk and make content and crap? Do y'all have any really embarrassing moments together? Not together. We have plenty of embarrassing moments separately. I think, looking back, it's kind of embarrassing to think that a lot of the time when we got together to hang out, there was so little to do that we would go to Albertsons and just walk through the aisles and kind of make jokes about stuff and try to juggle toilet paper. And, you know, we could kill a good hour and a half in an Albertsons. That's a grocery store. Sorry. Yeah. So, hanging out at the grocery store, that was me and Jake in high school. Excuse me. Excuse me. Dr. Curie says, House of Lies! You can't say you haven't done it enough yet for Trophy 68. It's not counter-based, unless the statement it wasn't counter-based is also a House of Lies. Yeah, it's almost as if when we're giving Trophy 68 clues, we're talking out of our ass. Actually, it's true that it's not counter-based. That much is true. No, this much is true. T-Coop says, have the rock snakes be replaced with rock lobsters? That would entertain people who like the B-52s. Somebody linked me to a GIF that you apparently can't view directly. Anytime somebody sends me a link, I have to click on it. I have no idea. Even if it's a broken link, I will try and click on it over and over until something happens. It's a sickness. Yeah, that link doesn't work, man. I'm gonna make rock snakes. Corberic says, better yet, just make rock snakes pop up every adventure and increase the complaints 100-fold. Or, you know, I can't get into the mindset that instead of, wow, a world event, that's exciting, I can do my speedrun next time. It's, goddamn, this new content fucking up my speedrun. Like, I can't get into that mindset. I will acknowledge that it exists. I have a hard time getting my head into that space. Granted, I have a pretty big head. Oh, yeah. I was like, hey, I beat this quest. Why am I still... Yeah, I forgot to use the scroll. I'm terrible at this game. I used the scroll. I got the facsimile dictionary. I'm done. Wild Fjord says, have you ever added anything based on anything from Hayao Miyazaki? There's bound to be. Macholo Mew says, what reset? And Goran Soilder says, reset? Well, back in the day, when KOL was in beta and had been for a couple of years, and we were talking about how we would probably just reset the game, like reset everybody's progress and put everybody back at zero when the game was finished and ready to launch. And so it didn't matter if people got a whole bunch of bug meat or artificially pumped up their stats or what have you, because we were planning on resetting the game. We had the good problem of people being so emotionally invested in the game that they didn't want to see their stuff reset. And so there was a lot of folks that were strongly opposed to us resetting the game. So instead of a reset, we did a revamp. We sucked out the bug meat with meat sinks, and we made it possible for people to ascend so we didn't have to keep writing content at higher and higher levels. And so we kind of enabled people to play as if they had been reset without resetting the game. But people still ask. People who are super old school and have been gone for a while will come back and say, so, did we ever reset? Or when are we going to do a reset? So, that's what a reset is. Make making noise, making noise. Making noise, making noise. Making some noise. It's sad. I spend most of the day talking to an infant. So now when I can't think of anything to say, I do things that will entertain an infant. Like, that's popular. And, yeah, fantastico. I think I'm just going to go ahead and see and play some music, get us out of here, leave before we deteriorate further. So, yeah, we'll just throw in a couple more tunes, and I'll get out of your hair. I'll be on the radio again tomorrow. If you had fun with this special edition, you'll love me even more tomorrow. Will you still love me tomorrow? Probably. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry about Jake losing his internet and his religion. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.